Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Not much. You're sounding kind of boomy.
Yeah, I'm in a big room.
No. I mean, just the general tenor and gravel of your voice.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, no, you're outclassing me. I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh, it's okay.
It's actually throwing off my ability to set the levels.
Is it really?
A little bit, yeah. I can always fix it in post, don't worry. My primary concern is that we need to lay down some tracks.
Well, all right.
You could be the next Scott McGraw. What's his name? What's that guy's name?
You've never heard Scott Baio's real voice.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Real voice.
I love Chachi.
Bob Loblaw's Loblog.
Bob Loblaw's Loblob. You got Bob Loblob.
Yeah. Law Lob. You got Law Lobbed.
You got Law Lobbed.
Have you watched the rest of it?
I'm on the last episode, I think.
Okay. Yeah. It's real weird. I like the way in which it is weird.
There's no way that you're right, though. There's no way that they could have done it on television.
I'm right. Oh, yeah.
Unless I'm right. No, whoa.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. This is odd.
I think I need to mark the occasion. Holy shit.
Yeah, no, you're good.
Okay. Sorry. I got a little overeager there. Yeah.
Memento.
Yeah.
In and out.
If they did it linearly, it would be like three or four episodes.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I know that the only reason they did, well, one of the reasons they did it that way was A, they knew that they could pull it off. And B, because like they needed to find a way to not have to pay them to shoot for the entire season. Right.
I guess.
So like it became easier to schedule people to shoot if that was the case, if it was the way that they did it. And so it creates this interesting viewing experience because I almost feel like before the experience was improved if you went back and looked, you know, watched the old episodes, like looking for clues that what's her name, Charlize Theron's retarded, like oh man, I can't believe I missed that, like when they, you know, do the,
you missed that,
well, I mean, until they actually like revealed it. But no,
oh, really?
but just like that there were clues that were there the entire time, right? And
yeah.
That's probably a bad example because it's really obvious. But no, like with this, there are some things that I just don't fucking understand, and it's almost a necessity that I go back and look at it.
I need to go back and figure out how they at the like the backgrounds, the sets.
What do you mean?
Well, how they did the sets. I mean, like, they had
how they got them back.
No, how they did the set, like the sets that were outside of the houses.
Right.
I'm not talking like outside of the Bluth, like development house, but also like the bars and everything like that.
Okay. Well, what was peculiar about those sets?
Well, just because they had different people in those sets at different times.
Oh.
And how they did that, because they obviously didn't film them together.
Right.
So. Hmm. I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and take a look at that.
Yeah. Yeah. It is wheels within wheels, Chris. Wheels within wheels.
You stop and they keep spinning.
Yeah. Oh, man. I want to affix spinners on something that's stationary. Just as a statement.
To prove how fucking rich you are,
I guess. Yeah, just that. Yeah. Just that I don't fucking need it. I don't need it.
I want to install like Wheel of Fortune prizes on my spinners.
What do you mean?
So then every time I stop, someone wins a prize.
Oh, so you said Wheel of Fortune, but I always get that mixed up with the wheel at the end of Price is Right.
They're kind of the same.
They're similar principles.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both have an axle. They both have dollar amounts on the outside of them, I believe.
Some of them do.
Yeah. Except for the bankruptcy one.
Yeah.
You know.
On the Price is Right wheel, it never says trip to a dude ranch. Valued at nothing.
Right. So I've gotten myself into this bad habit that makes me look like a fucking loon, and I'm not sure how I can get out of it.
Stop impersonating yourself.
What do you mean, stop impersonating myself?
The habit that you have that makes you look like a loon.
What do you mean, impersonating myself?
You just stop acting the way you do.
I don't know how I act.
Like a loon.
Okay. I didn't know. I don't know if that has any basis in anything, so I'll proceed. No. So I've been leaving my keys in my front door.
Yeah, you did that the other day.
Yeah. Yeah,
when I was on the phone with you, somebody knocked on the door.
Yeah. I did it again.
Hello, excuse me.
Yeah. You might need these. Yeah, I did it again. And I know what happens. I know I put the key in the door and then I open it up and then I reach around behind the door to grab the mailbox key and I get my mail. And then because I have one key in my hand, I think, okay, I'm all good here. And then I close it and go inside. However,
you need to get your mail first and then open your door.
But I can't do that because the mailbox key is behind the door.
So put the mailbox key on your keychain.
But I always want to know where the mailbox key is.
It's on your fucking keychain.
Oh.
Yeah, like my key to my shed is on the key ring next to my house key. And my key to the office is right next to the key to the gate to the shop.
I'm just terrified of losing it. Like
put it on your key ring.
I know, right? But I could lose my key ring. Like, I have spares for every key except for that one, and I can't make spares of that one.
Sure you can.
It's like a weird
take it to a reputable locksmith.
Can you suggest any, or should I go to Yelp?
I would go to Pam's World and see the ratings.
What's Pam's World?
It's a site I meet up that rates locksmiths.
Pam's World. Oh, that's funny. You're sick.
You think?
Yeah, you're real sick. We're passing around the hat.
It's 85 degrees here.
You sound like Bubbles.
Sick as a dog.
You sound like Bubbles. I don't know, Julian.
I don't know, Julian.
See? Now refer to your penis as your bird.
I can't.
Okay. I'm a bird hanging out. Yeah.
You can, though, and you're not sick.
Well, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's as you do. Chris, what episode's this?
Episode number 116.
117. We made a mistake last
117,
week.
117,
my
bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Our bad.
I done fucked up.
Yeah.
I done fucked up.
It's 117 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
My name is Cole.
I am the Marlboro Man.
Can you welcome me to Flavor Country?
Welcome to Flavor Country.
Thank you. I think I'll enjoy it here.
Here's your horse and your chemo stint.
Your chemo stint. Is that your port?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, your horse port.
Right.
Yeah.
Good after a long day of riding for Gatorade and for cancer.
You know, just for when you need electrolytes in your system right fucking now.
When you need cancer-killing electrolytes.
Yeah. All right, let me capture that. We could actually have something there. Cancer-killing electrolytes. Yeah, no, we're here to entertain your asses. And we will we'll ride this until the wheels fall off. And by wheels fall off, I mean Chris loses his voice. So
that's the one.
That's the one. Hey, Chris, do you have a story for me?
I do. We have a good friend. His name is Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Ah, man, you took it from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's great.
Yeah, he, as a man of strong will, self-imposed to stay at a detox center.
I don't know how strong his will is.
Well, he checked himself in for 10 days because he had been snorting heroin.
Yeah.
Evidently, 20 years ago, he had a real age problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So much so that while he was riding the horse, he got a Gatorade stint. But, yeah. So he self-imposed himself to 10 days in rehab to get off of heroin that he was snorting.
Okay.
Which he had relapsed because of some pain medication he was taking.
Right. 10 days doesn't seem like enough.
To get off the smack?
Is the half-life that short?
I think that's when the shaking stops.
Oh, is that okay? So like that might be the danger zone.
Yeah, where, stop that.
What?
I said stop that.
Okay, but no, like you know, you could just like straight up die from like.
Well, he's got range.
What do you mean?
Well, he's playing Michael J. Fox in a PBS documentary.
I don't get it.
Well, he had to.
Oh, the shakes.
Yeah, there you go.
The shakes. There we go.
Okay. You got it.
I got it. No, that's that's.
Oh, fine. Parkinson's.
Yeah, he's doing a show. Like, that throws me off a little bit. That Michael J. Fox. This is the Hollywood corner. Like, I see ads. Is that a cruel joke? Or
which part?
That Michael J. Fox is going to be doing a television show.
Did you read that?
I think I saw that. The Michael J. Fox show.
I evidently he is.
I suppose. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah. The charity drugs are working.
Do you snort heroin?
Like, I think when you're Philip Seymour Hoffman, you do.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously he did. Like that. That's how. That's how. What's her name? Foot Lady Uma Thurman died or almost died in Pulp Fiction, right?
From snorting heroin.
Yeah, yeah. She thought it was coke. She found it in John Travolta's jacket pocket.
I think heroin. You can smoke heroin, snort heroin. You could dilute it and drop in your eyes.
Mm, yeah.
You can colon roll it. You can inject it.
Oh, can you eat it?
I think you can lick it off a dead guy's mouth.
Oh yeah, you can. You could lick it out of Philip Seymour Hoffman's nose.
Well,
yeah. No, that's. I mean,
that isn't cool, dude.
No, yeah. Party foul. You licked Philip Seymour Party Hoffman's foul. Nose.
God. It's like a naked sushi bar.
Yeah, he's good. If I had to name a favorite actor, he might be up there on the list. For as
I'm
little
just tired
for,
of fat guys dying of drugs.
Synecdoche, New York, man, so good.
I know you mentioned that.
I've mentioned it several times. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
How's Mad Men going, by the way?
Oh, thanks for that. I'll get to it eventually. Yeah, that's something. I had a stable of celebrity stories for this episode, or you know, for this crop of episodes that we're recording, which is unusual because I don't know why I just went over to the entertainment section. I just normally I'm above it all, but like I guess Justin Bieber is going to get in a car accident real soon.
Hopefully.
Yeah, he's just like winging through 25 mile per hour zones like at full speed in his white Ferrari.
Getting in fights with Keyshawn Johnson.
Who's Keyshawn Johnson?
He's an athletic player.
Oh, he does the sports?
Yes, he does the sports for checks.
He does the sports for checks. Okay. So do they cut him? Like, are they large checks?
Yeah.
But both physically
he's really
and symbolically?
Strong. Yeah.
He is... Noted strong man, Keyshawn Johnson.
Noted strong sportsman. Keyshawn Johnson lifts large checks.
Yeah. The authorities have just like straight up told Justin Bieber, don't drive anymore. Don't drive. And then Amanda Bynes.
Oh my God.
The Amanda Bynes thing. Like apparently it's a story that like she is like fled Manhattan and now is like tweeting pictures of herself or, you know, like at these different places and then denying that she was at those places.
I don't even know what to say. All I could think about is a rap song
entitled
talking about I'd kill a stripper if I dropped these checks on her.
See, normally checks, like, are you making it rain with 1 cent checks?
No, cereal.
Oh, okay. Like Chex Mix. Oh, like, you know, like Puppy Chow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like available on the on Wic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah, that one.
That one.
No, Puppy Chow. Yep, Chex, the cereal made of corn.
Right. Corn Chex.
Yeah. Hmm. Rice Chex. They have Rice Chex, too.
Oh, man. So many stories, so little time. What do we do? That was relatively light fare. Godspeed, Philip Seymour Hoff.
You know. Man.
Yeah. He's the Hoffman. Yeah. I don't know. What are we looking at here? Give me a general like direction that you would like me to go, because I'm having trouble picking the one that leads off of that.
Well, I think it's a race to the bottom.
How so?
You said light fare.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just going to be a race to terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So start out as high as you want on that, because I can go low.
You can always undercut me.
Oh, huge! Yeah.
Yeah.
I got bad ones.
Okay. Well, let's do this. Do you know how you get hepatitis?
By eating at Costco.
God damn it. are we drawing from just a remarkably shallow well?
No, I didn't pick that.
You didn't? Okay. No. So just kind of like you're at the Costco and you pick up a 10-gallon freezer bag of berry mix with pomegranate seeds. Kind of like a blend with antioxidants, you know, organic.
Sounds like a bag of liposuction.
Pomegranates
are nasty.
What?
Pomegranates are nasty looking.
Yeah, I like the juice. Like, if I don't have to actually see the thing, I'm fine. But it kind of looks like a lotus pod or one of those frogs that has all the holes in its back. It's real. It's unsettling.
It's world.
Yeah, it's a Lovecraftian horror. Yeah. But so people bought this frozen fruit mix, most of them turned up in the hospital with hepatitis A, because the best theory is that somebody who is handling these things didn't wash their hands, because you get hepatitis from fecal matter. Yep,
you do.
Like, nothing is safe. Yep.
Well, I'm done with porta pots.
Yeah, you should have been done a long time ago.
Sometimes you just gotta go.
Yeah, sometimes just grab a paper shopping bag and then find a discreet phone booth.
Discreet phone booth.
Yeah.
I poop on the yellow pages.
Yeah, you know, you have to wipe. The yellow pages are softer.
Yeah. Wipe with the governmental pages.
So I read this and I started freaking out, like going back through, because all of our snacks at work come from Costco, right? So, you know, we've got like these dark chocolate covered, you know, like
pomegranate
goji berries and pomegranate kind of stuff. And it's kind of like, okay, going back. Okay. Nothing frozen. Good. But that just is terrifying.
Why?
You're never
everything
safe.
You buy is everything is filthy.
Well, I know, but you'd like to think, you know, there's.
No, I think that's where the trouble is. Thinking.
Oh,
if you thought about it, you wouldn't eat anything.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
I mean, you get I'll buy some mushrooms from the store. Those are ground in shit.
They are. Yeah, like I think about that every time I get spinach. Like, I never feel like I've washed the spinach enough.
Everything is shit.
Yeah, like, literally everything is covered in or composed of shit. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. Like, you have to find this middle ground of thinking about it just enough not to be freaked out.
Babies are shit. You saw the Chinese baby that got stuck in the mom pooped it out.
What? I'm sorry?
The Chinese baby. The mom sat down on the toilet and realized, oh my God, I'm having a baby poop.
A poop baby?
No, a baby poop.
Poop baby, baby poop?
Yeah. And the baby dropped out of her like Spider-Man. Like the Muppets when they went to heist that diamond and the Muppets take Manhattan.
Like Spider-Man? I don't get
the... Like from the ceiling, just dropped down out of her.
Oh man, that is a different kind of baptism, Chris.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she panicked because she saw all the blood.
Well, yeah.
And then she like scrambled through the toilet and evidently flushed it or whatever their toilets do there. And the baby's stuck in a It's the baby's done stuck in the poop drain.
Oh, is this an ongoing concern? Do we have to send
this
aid?
Happened.
This happened.
So she called the landlord, and it was like, my baby's stuck in the poop drain.
My baby's in the poop sluice.
Am I going to get my deposit?
And so
the rescue workers cut out the section of pipe and then took it to the hospital with the baby in the pipe. They like broke the pipe away and got the baby out.
I flushed my baby.
Oh, flush that baby. So they're not charging the mom. They're just saying she panicked.
Right, right. But she panicked.
What?
I don't know. It was a sustained 4-hour panic. Probably. Did she know she was pregnant? Was she on the reality television show? I didn't know I was pregnant.
No, she was on the miniseries. I thought maybe.
Well, she was on the miniseries. Well.
Well,
yeah.
I'm kind of a virgin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Can you hear that?
Hear what? What are we listening for?
Oh,
tell me. What?
I accidentally hit a sidebar thing in one of the stories I have in it. I was listening to an ad about Chili's, the restaurant.
It's okay.
Burning a 220 deal.
Do you hear this?
Oh, I didn't know if it came through or not.
No, it didn't.
Good.
Chili's ghosts. You're being haunted by ghost Chili's.
Oh, no. Here comes the dirt.
Mm-hmm. Was that your story? Whose turn is it?
No, that wasn't one of my stories. That was just something I read.
Yeah. Didn't. Yeah. Go.
Thanks.
You have my permission.
They're saying that you don't have to be a man or a woman in Australia anymore. An appeals court has ruled in favor of a Sydney activist who goes only by the first name Nori, who identifies as, quote, a neuter.
Okay.
And it wants to be legally recognized as such. They're saying, the appeals court says, as a matter of construction, the word sex does not bear a binary meaning of male or female.
Right.
Nori's state government briefly agreed to list her as genderless for a few months before changing its mind and deciding that everyone must be either male or female. Mm-hmm. The appeals court rebuked that logic. And while technically the ruling only applies to those who, like Nori, have had sex change surgery, it could be used as precedent for all manner of genderqueer people.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why
are you a neuter?
Because it got itself neutered.
Not so much, though.
What do you mean?
Well, if it's a penis and it turns into a vagina, they just jam it back up in your pubic hole.
Right.
Right. And if it's a vagina, they just kind of just pull on it for a while.
They invert it.
And just kind of hang from it for a bit.
Yeah, like a sock.
Just pull it out.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
And then put like a kick pump on it.
I suppose it's going to hurt for just 1 second. No, that's, I don't know.
A cigarette lighter plug-in?
Maybe Nori got the Ken doll. maybe Nori got the Ken doll surgery, where it's just nothing but smooth sailing.
Why would you do that?
What do you mean?
Well, I just don't understand. Why are you a neuter? No matter what you do with the front of yourself, you still have the ability to take it in the back.
I suppose, but even then, I don't know. It's a gender is a fluid thing for, a certain portion of the population. I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm saying a neuter. That means that there would be no sexual desire whatsoever. Well, someone walking into a neuter restroom,
in Thailand?
Well,
you know.
No, but so I guess I don't understand, because you're going to go into a bathroom, and even if you have had your parts changed or whatever, depending on what bathroom you go in, you're still a person with needs.
But maybe not really. you know, they're,
identify as needless.
There are people with there are people who are asexual.
Sure, I'm needless, but am I happy?
Well, if you lower the bar enough.
I just don't get it. Like, you have to be one or the other. And if you were a man and you change yourself over to a woman and you jammed your dick up in your pelvis hole, then you go into the women's restroom.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's interesting from an academic sense, because I always get confused about pronouns. Like, you heard me trip over it. Like, he, she, it's an it. If she, you know, if it wants to be a neuter, then yes. But there's all this weird connotation around object or something. You know, I just compared Nori to a Ken doll. Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. What's the government care? Who knows?
I think that they care a lot.
Well, yeah.
A neuter.
This fall on Fox, the neuters. Which one of you fucked this thing? Not me.
Not womp, me. Womp. That's impossible.
That's, yeah. That's Australia, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This isn't Australia, but it is interesting. So a company called Fred Meyer is recalling an Easter toy because it is too loud. The Dandy Chicken Dance Easter Chick. It's a multicolored chicken with bunny ears that when you squeeze his belly, it does a little dance. And
when you squeeze its belly, your ears bleed.
Yeah, kind of.
What?
When you squeeze this belly, you get complaints from the neighbors. Yeah. So about 1,000 of them are sold, but the noise that it makes is actually above federal decibel levels, or federally regulated decibel levels, for causing hearing loss in kids. Quote, somebody from the Consumer Product Safety Commission: "This toy is not in compliance with the federal standard, but we do not want parents to think that the noise this toy makes is going to cause immediate hearing loss or long-term damage to a child."
That's so, big government.
big noise, big government.
That's all that is big government.
My kid has every right to be deaf. So if I'm a deaf parent and I want to, you know, I have a perfectly, a kid who can hear normally, and I want to just pop his eardrums and keep him popped so he can be deaf. That's my choice.
I'll neuter his hearing if I want.
I will neuter. He'll be an ear neuter. Yeah. So, of course, it was manufactured in China. Deaf kids. Bunch of deaf little kids running around having Mr. Holland's Opus is made after them.
I think that they're lucky.
What do you mean?
Their parents loved them, got them nice Easter toys.
Yeah, yeah. They should, you know, they should be fucking grateful, is what they should be. You little shits.
Right. Yeah. They could have ended up like this baby I'm going to talk about.
Mm.
The Washington State father, his name is Tyler James Deutsch, was fed up with his six-week-old baby screaming, so he stuck the child in the freezer. And then he fell asleep.
the baby or the...
Well, you know, both of them.
Yeah.
For different reasons. The baby finally shut up. And then the dude fell asleep.
Okay.
He was awoken when the baby's mama came home, and he woke up and caught her taking the baby out of the freezer.
Caught her. You put him back
in
there.
No, he did. The woman tried to call 911, but the dude smacked the phone out of her hand. So she ran to her trailer park manager's office to get help.
Okay.
Yeah. The little baby girl's core temperature dropped to 84 degrees.
Jesus.
She had a broken leg and arm.
But she lived?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Did she jostle the ice tray?
I think she might have.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Like, just these kids, it's just take, take, take.
Guy pled not guilty, claiming he had no idea how the baby ended up in the freezer. or how the baby ended up with multiple bruises and several broken limbs. Oh, he's pictured wearing a bulletproof vest in court.
Why a bulletproof? Why? What?
I assume people don't have a very fond opinion of him.
Oh, okay. Like, is that SOP?
Yeah, in the trailer hood.
In the trailer hood. Oh, man. That's sad. That's really sad.
Is that a question? No, wait. The first one was a question, and then you formed an opinion.
Yeah, it's sad. It's real sad. I'm happy that the kid's still alive.
I'm glad you're adamant about that.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's
terribly sad.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst. Man, poor kid.
Poor little baby. Yeah.
But she did she quiet down?
Yeah, he fell asleep.
Okay. He probably was like in a K-hole though, so
that's... I don't think maybe.
What?
I said maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? Man. Why do we tell these stories about kids dying?
Well, it was the race to the bottom, I thought.
Okay. Speaking of this, a city in New York has put up something on sale on eBay. It is a gigantic industrial-sized morgue fridge.
Oh.
On Saturday morning last week, it was up to $355 for a 4-drawer fridge unit with 12 bids. It was listed as in good condition with signs of cosmetic wear, and it's fully operational and functions as intended. I assume by cosmetic wear they mean signs of putrefaction and whatnot having occurred in and around it.
Claw marks on the inside.
people writing notes to their loved ones on the ceiling of each of the drawers.
The dwindling echoes of cries for help.
Man, you can't get those things out. It's like when somebody smokes in your car. It's like the hopeless banging and prayers.
God. It
just hangs around, really, really drops the resale value.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Let's see here. I'm looking at it on eBay right now. It runs until June the 6th, so you still have time. It is up to $484 on eBay.
Get a freight quote.
Get a freight quote.
Yeah,
like you could probably keep sides of beef chilled in there. Oh God, Chris, kegerator.
Oh man.
Yeah. You could think of the massive keg or kegs you could keep in that.
It would be perfect.
Okay. Can we bid?
Bid.
All right, here we go. 1 cent up. I'm not actually bidding. I don't want to spend $500 on something I have no space for, and B, I am really creeped out because of the screams we mentioned. Yeah. I don't know.
Be like Kramer and store your Asians in it.
Well, you got to keep your Asians somewhere, Like it's like I always say, the only difference between a hoard and a collection is where you keep your Asians, Are they just strewn about in piles on the floor?
I guess.
Oh, man.
Cardboard backers and plastic bags.
Bag it and tag it. Sorry, no, bagged and boarded. There we go. I bagged him and boarded him.
Vietnamese bagged and boarded.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I prefer Cambodians, but that's just me.
I bag and board my Talibans.
Why? What do you mean?
You put a bag over their head so they don't spit on you and then waterboard them.
Jesus.
Bag and board.
Good God. I'm not going to make a lot of that, but that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Oh man. So yeah. If you got somebody you want to keep chill. I mean, we can't just go around pretending like a regular, we can put babies in freezers all day long, but like babies only account for a certain amount of the population. With a 4-unit you know, drawer here on sale on QVC. You can keep literally anybody cooled down. Or anything. Up to either a large dog or a small horse.
You know what? That's probably where it'll end up to.
Oh.
It'll probably end up at a vet's office.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah. Because they store, after they euthanize the animals, they have to store them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So they can be taken away to the crematorium or whatever.
Yeah. To be, like, mixed in with cement dust and then given back to the grieving families. Yeah.
The grieving family is a grandpa.
Yeah. Yeah. Grandpa dog. So
no, I meant, like, as for humans.
So this question just raised for me. We were joking about, you know, the claw marks on the top. Is there... Okay. If Punky Brewster got caught inside of this thing, is there a handle on the inside for people to get out? Because
I don't think so.
Because if 80s television special episodes have taught me anything, is that somebody will end up inside there accidentally.
I can't say I'm familiar with the Punky Brewster.
Mm.
I know who it is.
Yeah,
I
mean, yeah.
I can picture.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
So, yeah, no, but that just, like, it raises my favorite diagram in the entire world. I love safety diagrams or, you know, danger, you know, like the bathroom sign guys in Trouble. And the trunk of my new car, on the release hatch from the inside, there is a hanging tag that shows, like, somebody inside the trunk pulling the lever and then him running away, which...
They're a little like movement lines, like wind lines behind him.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good.
It's like they built this car and designed this function knowing that somebody would be held there against their will. Because if it's just like, okay, he's in the trunk, then he's out of the trunk. That's one thing. But this particular iteration, they made a point to indicate flight.
I just think it would be funny to have a sticker where you would cover, you would leave the part where it shows the hand pulling. And then you would cover up the next frame of the sticker with, like, confetti falling.
Just like, if you, for instant celebration, pull instant, lever.
Yeah, for instant trunk celebration.
No, I thought you were going in a different direction with that. It would still be him pulling the lever, but then it would show, like, maybe, like, a couple weeks later, the owner of the car finding that person, just, like, tracking them down, menacing them, like, you know, from the hedges.
No.
No. Okay.
Oh well. Yeah. A lady named Tiana Calandro. She's from Florida.
I guess it's pronounced Colander.
Yeah. She was pulled over for speeding. Police saw something protruding from her t-shirt pocket. Asked what it was, to which she responded, "It's my nipple."
Okey-doke.
Police officer says, "I advised her I knew what a nipple looked like, and that wasn't a nipple."
Okay. Was it drugs?
You would have thought that would have made the woman fess up, but she reached into her pocket, pulled off her nipple, and swallowed it, and it turned out to be a pill of Dilaudid. The officer tried to get her to spit it out. That didn't work. And
it was a pill of Dilaudid.
Yeah.
How big is a Dilaudid pill?
Like nipple size.
It's like what kind of nipple?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Not like she's ugly, but she's in it for her nipples. Kind of.
Yeah. There's this. Okay. So.
Kind of porno.
Okay.
Yeah. You've seen those freakishly long, like, baby dick nipples. Those are.
No, like in National Geographic. Yeah.
No, these were white girls.
I'm looking this up because I want to see this. That's such a small pill.
Well, that's got it. Yeah, but some little girls and
how tight was this?
Little drug heads in Florida have tiny little boobies.
Well, how tight was this t-shirt?
Little tic tac nipples.
Little tic tac nipples. How big was this this wouldn't. Man, the physics of this really bug me. Also,
she's got a little pocket on her t-shirt.
Huh.
Little tic-tac popping out.
Hmm.
Little Dilaudid.
Yeah, Dilaudid is a good mountain goat song.
Well, excuse me, what is that? That's my nipple.
That's my Dilaudid nipple. Oh, is that kind of like having it's like having a fake tooth with a cyanide capsule in the back? You know, for if you ever find yourself in the Cold War behind like enemy lines.
Yeah. For like if they're testing dental prosthetics in space.
Dental prosthetics. Yeah. I don't know. So Dilaudid is like OxyContin insofar as it doesn't so much kill the pain as it makes you not give a fuck that you're in pain.
Evidently.
Yeah, I think that is. I think
I've never had
how
it
works.
Like for a purpose or recreationally.
Right, right. No, I'm curious. Like I said, there's a mountain goat song. I was like, oh, that's a weird word. So I did some research on it.
Yeah. Good job.
I guess. I don't know. I just want people to think I'm cool because I like a band.
Try harder.
Which is why I keep saying, man, cicadas are coming.
Wait, has it been 17 years?
17 years already. My, how the time has flown. Yeah, cicadas are coming. Last time we had cicadas, I was working on a golf course, and it was absolute hell. It was the worst. Just like nesting on my shoulders with their weird red eyes.
That's not worldwide. That's regional, right?
I think it's like Eastern Seaboard. The different broods. They are native to North America. Like these particular broods that we talk about. I don't know that they.
They really are native. They weren't brought here.
Right, right. They're not like starlings or anything.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. But people eat those things. They call them land shrimp. they just pick them up and, you know, and whack them with a hammer. No, but they just eat them. And there's a large scientific movement that's saying that, hey, maybe eating bugs is the way to go.
But it's not.
Well, they can, you know, per ounce of usable food meat out of them, they're like 22% or 22 times more efficient than steers, you know, for your steaks, right? And they reproduce like crazy, you know? So like it saying like, hey, you know, people everywhere eat bugs. We don't, but it might be a solution to the problem.
People that advocate that just bug me.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that argument has any legs.
I think someday it'll take flight.
I can't see eye to eye. I think it's just going to compound the issue.
I think you're buzzed.
I don't know. I think that people who like eating bugs are just fans of the band Wings.
I'm sure it's not the TV show.
Both. Wait a minute. That's right. There was a TV show, Wings.
Yeah. With two brothers that owned an airline in Nantucket, I think.
Yeah. And then there was the band with Paul McCartney, Wings.
Was he in that band?
Paul McCartney? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was like the guy. He was the one guy.
Why would he be in a band after the Beatles?
I don't know. He could have just retired, but you know, Chris, makers got to make.
I guess.
Yeah. Makers got to make. Yeah. No, but I mean, think about it. Like you call bull testicles Rocky Mountain oysters, right?
Sure.
So you're like, oh, eat these are delicious.
Land shrimp.
Yeah. No. Call them some of the other terms like mini livestock. Just go for it. You know, we eat shrimp. Those are insects. They're the same. They're the same family.
Yeah, I'm sure there's many urban farmers who eat land shrimp
out of necessity. Yeah, no, I'm not actually advocating for that. I find it gross, but I think it's weird that I find it gross.
I thought about touching a fish today because I've never touched a fish.
You've been fishing?
Oh, I've never touched a fish though.
What do you mean? You've had to like get a fish off a hook and throw it back, right?
Pliers, sometimes two pair.
That's crazy.
Never touch. Have you?
I think so. Yeah,
well, like, who are you?
Like grabbing a bluegill and holding its fins down so it doesn't poke you.
I've never done that.
That's crazy. Right? I think so. I think it's crazier that you have never touched a fish than it is that I have touched a fish.
I agree.
Are you fucking with me?
No, I'm dead serious. I will not touch a fish.
So if you wanted to touch a fish, what would you do?
I would use pliers.
No. Like if you wanted to cast the pliers aside and go get a fish, like would you just go to like grandma and grandpa's and, you know, pull a fish out of the lake with a rod and just start feeling it?
I'm certainly not going to pull it out with my bare hands.
Dude, Chris, that's how real men fish. Also bears.
You will not catch me noodling. For many reasons.
It's my favorite Chameleonaire song.
It's your favorite Chameleonaire. She said that's your favorite Chameleonaire song.
Yeah. No, don't catch me noodling.
Don't catch me noodling.
Yeah.
I'm all noodling up in the club.
Yeah. Getting all noodly.
That's really weird.
Putting my fist in some fish, yeah.
Gyrating your flaccid member.
Gross.
Noodling.
It took me a second. Oh, man. It has been 45 minutes.
That's enough.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, there are some things people can do.
Yes.
Yes, I will tell them. This is the last week that I will mention this. Otherwise, you would probably get more tired of it than you already are. However, we do have a Kickstarter up for the Watch Out for Fireballs podcast. We're going to be doing a live show. It has been funded, but we're shooting at some stretch goals. And we would really appreciate you helping us get those stretch goals. It helps us make some cool stuff that we otherwise wouldn't be able to make. That is at duckfeed.tv/Kickstarter. That'll redirect you to the site. Check out the rewards. Check out the stretch goals, et cetera, et cetera. What am I thinking of here? Other than that, stuff that is specific to this show, you can go to duckfeed.tv/thosedamnrosskids, where you can find the links to our iTunes, where you can subscribe to us, leave us a rating or review. We really appreciate it when you do that. You can like us on Facebook. That is facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids, where we will engage with you as a community. And then finally, if you would like to support the network financially, you can go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can use the Amazon link, which will take you there, and then we get a little cut of everything that you buy. And that helps support things like servers and hosting costs and blah, blah, blah. Did I miss anything, Chris?
No, you got it all.
Cool. Sorry, America.
Sorry, America.